Hey everybody, welcome to today's podcast of In Case You Missed It. We're Jason and Tony, your hosts. This morning we had a lot of great stories. Somebody was trying to take a bath in a Wendy's sink in the kitchen.
It'd hold you, I guess.
There's a video on Facebook right now, and it shows what appears to be a Wendy's employee taking a bath in the restaurant sink. As a fella comes out, he's wearing shorts, but he's shirtless and barefoot in the kitchen. Then he climbs into that big, large aluminum sink back there, and they've got it full of soapy suds. There's several people in Wendy's uniforms encouraging him.
Those sinks
come
are,
on, buddy. Come on. Get in the sink, buddy.
A human being could fit in one of them.
Come
they're
on now.
Huge.
We're encouraging you.
Take a shower.
Come on.
Here in the back.
You can do it.
The person who posted the video said it happened at the Wendy's in Milton, Florida. Someone in the video asked, "How's it feel?" The operations manager for Wendy's says they are aware of the video and they are investigating it. It's probably the one who doesn't smell like French fries.
Probably. I guess it's bad, but this doesn't bother me.
It doesn't?
No. If you're going to look back there, I mean, I'd rather see this, you know, an employee taking a bath and cleaning himself than filth.
Right.
Especially if I'm going to eat at the Hooters.
You know.
Sorry.
Tony.
All right, I'm quitting.
Sorry. There are some things we all want to eat, but apparently we're afraid to try them. We're always talking about food. Tony's weird about food. I'm weird about food. We all are.
It's pretty important on that whole existence
it
thing,
is.
Too. I like that existence.
I would even consider myself a foodie. Like, I like to try new things, and I like to cook and stuff like that. So I would consider myself a foodie. I don't think you are, Tony.
No. I enjoy food. But
corn dogs from convenience stores.
Tater tots.
Yeah. But there are 10 foods that, as a whole, we want to try but haven't. The number one thing people want to try but haven't is kelp.
Kelp?
I'm going to have to Google kelp.
I think it's like stuff that grows on ponds.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but surely not.
Well, they make it healthy. They take the pond out of it or something.
Now with less pond.
Well, if you watch.
Kelp light.
No, if you look old fish.
Regular kelp has pond in it. Kelp light has way less pond. Had a Memorial Day song for you today about cooking out and bugs.
Try to make it my outdoor habit of putting on repellent spray. Cause whenever I'm outside, there's those little black flies, and it doesn't really help just to shoo them away. Yeah, they sure can wreck a good barbecue. My body, they sure love to eat. Yeah, they're teeny, they're meany. When they bite, I'm itchy. Here I'm cooking out, and it has me freaking grilling. Cheeseburgers and swatting flies. Those little darn things you can't see, but they bite. They're attacking me all day and all night. I'm grilling cheeseburgers and swatting flies.
A new invention to go green for Memorial Day, Tony.
It's all about the environment.
Yeah, it's actually probably just a stick. But whatever.
Just in time for Memorial Day weekend, it's the all-new organic marshmallow roasting utensil from Honest Al's Outdoor Supply. Made from all-natural wood, it's the environmentally friendly device that's perfect for any camping trip. These handsome marshmallow skewers have been carefully removed from actual trees and stripped of leaves, which can tarnish the taste of quality marshmallows. Yes, it's the right tool for the right job for just three installments of $19.95.
I was the envy of the campsite with my new high-tech organic roaster. Plus, since it's made from actual wood, my open fire dessert preparation is now an entirely green operation. Saving the planet and eating marshmallows? I'm just living the dream. Thanks, Honest Al.
Honest Al offers introductory low-interest credit. 3-year warranty available for an additional $19.95.
Officer Smith Wesson was here cracking down.
I'm glad he's here.
Hello, I'm Special Forces Covert Ops SWAT Leader and Staff Sergeant Smith Wesson. With this Upper Cumberland reminder, we're cracking down on abandoned shopping carts. Abandoned shopping carts are the leading cause of shopping cart to automobile collisions.
The shopping cart corrals are always so far away. I usually just leave my cart wherever.
Then you're usually an idiot wherever. unattended shopping carts can still roll. At full speed, even empty, it's enough to push over a senior citizen in front of a bus. Do you want to be the one to tell little Johnny his granny ain't coming home?
No, no, I don't.
Do you?
No, seriously, no, I don't.
Every day, I see the gore and trauma of unattended shopping carts.
How can I learn more about shopping cart safety? I want to tell all my friends at school, too.
No, you won't. You'll return your shopping cart to the front of the store or a buggy corral, or I'll make you pay, punk. I'm sorry. Young people are responsible for 13% of abandoned carts, and that's a number I take home at night.
Paid for by PFTESCP. Psk. People for the Ethical Treatment of Shopping Cart Placement.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Yo Llama. Yo Llama is a tacky type of joke that teenage llamas tease each other with in high school. Yo Llama.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
Here's the best country lyric never written. And this one's something else.
Stolen from Keith Whitley, yeah. I tell you.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
F is for your pretty face. A is for the art you are. R is for the romance. And T is for trust. F-A-R-T spells us.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you, as always, with today's Real Good. Chick-fil-A. Everybody loves Chick-fil-A.
Yum, yum.
There's a guy named Brian Hall. He was at a Chick-fil-A just outside of Chattanooga earlier this month.
Right down the road.
And he was sitting in the drive-thru lane, and he realized he had a flat tire. He may have ran over some of the parking lot. Nobody knows. But he didn't have to worry about it because two Chick-fil-A employees handled it for him. They came outside with their own hydraulic jack.
Dang, he's their own.
Put his spare tire on for him. And they also brought him food while he waited. But it got cold while they were dealing with the tire and stuff. So before he left, they replaced it with fresh food and tossed in some free cookies for him. Now, come on.
That's going above and beyond the Call of Duty right there.
Are you kidding me? That's just unbelievable.
Way to go, young men.
Or women.
Or women.
It doesn't say if they are men or women, Tony.
Way to
go. Why'd you just think that?
I thought you said they're young men.
Did I?
Well, anyway, young employees of Chick-fil-A with hearts that big.
No, I didn't say they're dudes.
To go out of their way and do that for somebody with a flat tire.
Oh, 100%. That's really cool. To those Chick-fil-A employees, y'all are real good. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to today's podcast of In Case You Missed It.